Plaza Mountain Home or online at knoxorthopedics.com.
Besides being the most wonderful time of the year, this can be the most expensive. Not trying to sound like Scrooge, but this is like hunting season for fraudsters. So when you shop with your Farmers and Merchants Bank debit card, take peace of mind with you and download our Me Banking mobile app. Use it to turn your debit card off and on. Plus, get security alerts right on your mobile phone. Drop by for a visit or go to mebanking.com to learn more. Farmers and Merchants Bank, here for your wonderful life. Member FDIC.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Knox Orthopedics is your clinic of choice for orthopedic care for three reasons, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell. These highly experienced orthopedists help with a full range of traumatic or chronic bone and joint conditions. With on-site x-ray, MRI, bracing, and physical therapy, each physician oversees your individual treatment to deliver you from hurting to wellness, returning you to productive, pain-free enjoyment of life. 3 Medical Plaza in Mountain Home. Appointments also available in Harrison and West Plains. We can fix that. KnoxOrthopedics.com.
Hi, I'm Jack with RVS Bank. My goal today? Land a sick trick on this bike. I'm okay. Maybe I should have let an expert help me accomplish my goal. And for your financial goals, RVS is the expert. Free Blue Checking is a free account that lets you soar with no monthly fees holding you down. So apply today. When it comes to your finances, trust the experts. Trust Arvest. Watch me attempt more goals at arvest.com/experts.
Well, we're back here in the Branson Pirate Arena. Bombers find themselves down 28-23 here at halftime. It's the Central Heating Cooling halftime show where comfort exceeds expectations. Central Heating and Cooling. Give Matt Martin a call at 425-4717. Well, we have a special guest for our halftime show. Usually it's Dell Leonard that comes over and talks, but he's busy doing, I don't know what he's doing, so he sent up Emma Martin. Emma, how you doing today?
Doing great.
An excellent win for you guys this afternoon. You know, 4-0 on the season. You know, you've got some really great wins against teams that are in your state, you know, Lake Hamilton and Fayetteville, and you come up here and you beat Bolivar and Branson. It's been a good mix of teams that you guys have seen so far. Has this, I think it's really helped you guys to get better. What do you think?
I definitely think so. I mean, I know that we try to get better and improve on what we do every day in practice and every game we play. So I think that this up here playing some different teams who play different styles are really going to help us in the long run.
Of course, you guys play in probably one of the toughest girls' conferences in the state, if not, you know, this part of the country. You know, you got Nettleton out there, you got Marion, you got Jonesboro. They're all very good teams, but I think that we're up there, if not better. You know, very tough to play 3 games in 3 days. You know, you have a tournament like this, and then you have Cabot next week that we'll head to where it's 3 games in 3 days. And then you have a little bit of a break, a few games sprinkled in, and then we have our Christmas tournament back home, and then eventually the state tournament. Do games like this or tournaments like this help you prepare for when you're in that grind of a state tournament where you might have 3 games in 4 days or you might have 2 games in less than 20 hours?
I would say definitely. I think that everything we work to and prepare for is – we get better each day and try to prepare for that in the season run. And I think that tournaments like these are great for us. And we practice really hard, and those are great for us. And it's great, yeah. I think it's definitely.
Of course, you know, it wasn't the best game in the world for you this afternoon, only 7 points. You know, it wasn't, you know, there were stretches where, you know, Kate would struggle, you would struggle, Anna Grace might struggle. Everyone goes through some growing pains in this early part of the season. You know, some kids coming out of another sport, you know, some out of volleyball, or some are just coming back from injury or something else. What's really helped you guys get where you're at right now? It seems like you guys are playing in midseason form with, you know, firing in all cylinders. It looks like you're playing like the middle of January right now.
I think a lot of it has to do with experience. We have a lot of kids coming back from last year that really know what they're doing, and I can't say enough about my teammates right now. Addison and Anna Grace and Kate have been playing lights out the past 3 games we've played. They have played so great. And all like what I'm trying to do right now is my job is, like, if I'm open, yeah, score. But if they're playing like they're playing, my job is to get Aiden, Grace, and Addison the ball down there. And Emily and Leah, when they're open, I got to get the ball to them so they can spot up and shoot it.
Man, you're giving me some great answers over here. You're a natural at this. I think you want to interview you instead of Coach Leonard all year. Don't tell him I said that. Don't tell anyone I told you that. But, you know, having players like Anna Grace and Kate, you know, who are very talented in their own right, but then having players like, you know, an Emily Payne or an Addison Yates, who are still very good players, but they do a lot of things that won't show up, you know, in the scorebook. You know, they might have 2 or 3 points, maybe 5 points, but they'll get double-digit rebounds, or they'll take 3 or 4 charges, or they'll get a lot of steals and just be all over the place. Do players like that you just see are, you know, diving all over the gymnasium, you know, taking charges, getting loose balls, does that help you guys? Does that make you guys want to do the same thing? I know you guys are all hardwired to do all this, but does it give you that extra oomph and energy that you think that you guys need?
I think so. I think that we say all the time, we compare it to when, like, Matt will dunk in the boys' game. When we take a charge in the girls' game, it's kind of that same level of excitement and that same level of enthusiasm. And so we all want to get down and guard for each other. And then those, like you said, like Addison and Emily, and like Addison will never miss a blockout assignment. Like, if you watch, you can go back and watch the film, and she never misses one. And Emily goes through the ball all the time and everything, and is they're doing great right now. I can't say enough about them.
So again, the Lady Bombers are the champions of the 2019 Branson Battle of the Border, joined here by Emma Martin. Emma, you got anything else to say back to the lovely people in the Twin Lakes area?
I just want to say thanks for your support so far, guys. We really appreciate everything, and we hope to see you guys in Harrison on the 17th and then back at the hangar when we play for our Christmas tournament.
Got that date circled on the calendar, don't you? Emma Martin with our Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show, where comfort exceeds expectation. Give Matt Martin a call. Her father, 425-4717. We'll check some stats, take a little break, come bring you the second half of this ball game. Bombers down 28-23. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and 4 generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home, 425-5040.
At Knox Orthopedics, their wish would be that no one of any age is injured while playing a sport they love. But sometimes an athlete does suffer an unexpected injury. They can fix that. Their 3 highly qualified orthopedists, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell, are prepared to help by evaluating and treating your injuries, getting you back on the road to recovery, and playing that game you love as soon as possible. See them at 3 Medical Plaza, Mountain Home, or online at knoxorthopedics.com.